Time for our weekly appointment with our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Stay tuned and watch the change of pace. Today I'm going to surprise Father Foster by telling him about the Roman god of love. The Roman god of love was Cupid, right?
That's a little boy there with the arrows.
With the bow and arrows who...
Yes, Cupido.
The winged boy.
Cupido. Don't forget there's a goddess of love who's Venus. Cupido means desire. Cupidity in English, there's some old word cupidity too. So Cupido was the god, the little boy there, the god of desire. Then, of course, as I say, there's the goddess of love who's Venus. A lot of people don't realize that either.
But one is a little boy and one is a goddess, or an adult woman.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's strange, isn't it?
Well, no, but he's the sun. You see, Venus's son is Cupido. So she would send her little boy flying around with his Valentine arrows. But a lot of people don't realize that Venus, from Venus, you have venereal. And venereal disease, or venereal pleasure, call it what you want. That comes from Venus. But Cupido is desire, cupidiness or something. It's very interesting.
Very far-fetched from pilgrims who peregrinated.
Yeah, peregrine.
Peregrinate is a word of Latin origin, isn't it?
There's a Latin word, too. Per agros. Peregrinare.
Oh.
Which means over the fields, per agros. So for people to come wandering from Eastern Europe over the fields into Western Europe, they were going per agros, which means peregrinabantur. They were wandering around as pilgrims. That's all Latin. That's clear.
And in those days, the journeys were quite pervious. Pervious is a word of Latin origin.
Pervious, be careful how you're going to take it. Pervious means...
open to passage.
Exactly. Okay. Accessible. Pervias. You can get through.
They traveled on foot, didn't they, at the time of the Romans? I mean, only the rich people traveled.
They had carts and
chariots.
All that stuff. It walked across the fields. That's better.
They walked across the field. They didn't travel below the equator or across time zones, which are other words, equator, zone. Those are other words of Latin origin.
That's another. Equator is one that equalates. I mean, equalizes. So the equator was the division of the world. It made the north and the south equal. Equator is the line that equalizes.
And time zone is zona, no?
Zona is Greek.
I always get it wrong.
Which means
Greek really
zona
me.
In Greek means a belt. And so to carry a zonam is a belt. And of course the ancients had this vision of the world with like four belts. You got two frigid zones. Got the idea? And then two moderate zones. And in the middle was the hot zone. Zone. And so you had these belts around the world. That's where you get a zone from. But that's not Latin. That's Greek.
Mm. How do you say belt in Latin, then?
A zona is the same word. Cingulum, cingulum. Cingulum is another word.
That sounds like something to do with a chariot or something.
Cingulum. Cingulum is to tie.
A chariot
to
or
gird
a,
yourself.
Cingulum. Or a bicycle.
Yeah.
Chain for a bicycle. How would you say bicycle, then?
Well, there's no problem because that's all Latin and Greek, too. Because cyclus, of course, is a circle. Bicyclus is two circles. So bicyclula or bicyclis or whatever you want to call it, in Greek is a vehicle of two wheels. We have birota in Latin where we put B, which is Greek, with rota, which is Latin, and say a two-wheeled thing.
Listen,
that's old
anyway,
stuff.
Yeah, anyway, today Vatican representatives do travel much more easily and they go below the equator and across time zones. They're all over the world. Now, I discovered something that I didn't know. The word nuncio, which means Vatican representative, has
well, nuncios means a messenger, period.
Means messenger.
Or a message in Latin. It can be the person or the thing. So a papal nuncius can be a papal message or a papal messenger.
They're like little cupids that travel around the world and send little arrows instead of desire. Desire for God.
They send arrows, but in a different
way. Well, thanks, as always, to the Pope's own Latinist, renowned scholar, Carmelite father, Reginald Foster.